Good morning. Today is Wednesday, May the 4th, 129th day of the new year. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning.
Interesting week so far.
You know, I'm finding out every week has an interesting component, but yeah, some more than others.
Yeah. Our quote
not
this
a lot of
morning.
Sleep right now.
I understand that one too. Actually, this is an English proverb. It says traced by Apperson to 1577. Okay.
Were you around then?
No, I don't think so.
I'm sure you had.
I must have known something that happened in 1577. A flea-bitten horse never tires. Isn't that an interesting one, huh?
I'm going to have to think about that. That's cool. I like that one. A flea-bitten horse never tires. I'm not sure what they were doing in 1577,
I would think they have too much time on their hands. Don't want to become a. Too satisfied with your current condition. Yeah, we can go with that.
Somehow, I'll work on that.
Okay.
That analogy is just not.
The budget process that you guys are starting to finalize and kind of wrap up. What is the process that occurs? Because I know you guys, somebody says, and here's your running papers from March. February, somewhere in that neighborhood, so the department heads can start putting together their various approaches to the upcoming fiscal year. But what is the process? Where is it now, 2 months away from being implemented?
Well, it's interesting. It goes year round. You know, every 3 months we have a quarterly update. Back this last week on Tuesday, we had a third quarter update. And that's kind of where you do, you know, check in to see how it's looking. We also do the five-year forecast now, which is something we didn't used to do. So you take all that, you know, we take a lot of public input. And then at the point we're at now, you have a lot of budget presentations. The last two Mondays, that's what we've been doing in the afternoon sessions is hearing from all the different departments. And what they tell you is, you know, what they've been able to accomplish this year, what they need to do next year, and the resources they think that they need, they make a cause for. And then basically...
Does it matter too terribly much? I mean, unless there's a lot of money sitting around, does it matter? Or is it more of just an educational opportunity for them to acquaint you guys with what's going on with their departments?
I think it's both. You know, if there's not a lot of money going around... or able to go around, then you can understand why people are trying to put their best case forward, because if there's that bit of money to go somewhere, it's, you know, please think of us first, and this is why I need it. And then, but some of the departments have actually come in, haven't asked for any more. They've talked, some of the presentations are very simple and to the point. Others are quite long, and it's been really interesting. And then they also, you know, bring up the supplemental they get their budget that they can work with, and then they do bring up a supplemental budget that we have to okay. And that's probably where it gets most interesting is where do you put those small amount of resources? So that's kind of, I think, the point we're at now. I'm still taking, obviously, public comment, but it's, you know, starting to be refined.
And the supplemental budget is typically within the existing fiscal year, or it can also be a request for the upcoming?
Upcoming as well, but they can pop up at any time. It's just a process. You love that word.
Oh, yeah. Process, process, process. It's 8:19.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the concept of supplemental budget, is that like an amendment to a piece of legislation where it's a fine-tuning? Either there's an opportunity that's recognized. I can't imagine too many folks come in under the heading of supplemental budget and say, oh, we're going to give back $15,000 to the pot because we don't need it. That one's probably far rarer than the others.
I think you're probably right on
that. So what is the process with the supplemental budget then? Is just argue for it. You guys look and see the general fiscal state of the general fund and then determine either thumbs up or not.
I think that's a pretty good description. It's, you know, it's not set in stone. And during the year, there'll be things that come up. They are opportunities usually. Sometimes it's an emergency. Sometimes it's just something a little bit out of the ordinary where, you know, it might only be a couple thousand dollars. And I don't, you know, I believe the process is kind of flexible, but especially when money's tight, it just makes sense to bring it and have the discussion about it.
$2,000?
You know, I think there was.
I would think there'd be a threshold point of.
I don't know if there's a threshold. I think, in my experience, I'd use is several years ago, with the California or the State Association of Counties. There's an opportunity to be involved in this thing called the California Coastal Trail, and there's a group, and there's a dues to pay, and the dues was $1,500. And actually, side note, there's a couple young ladies that are walking the entire trail, and they'll be in Humboldt County for 10 days beginning this week. So that's actually kind of cool. So, but we're part of this association. I was told through our former CAO, Smith Haynes, that, you know, a couple years ago, in order to do it, we really needed to go through the supplemental budget process. So we didn't do it that first year around. But we did bring it back last year when we had a few excess funds and we were able to, you know, parcel out a little bit. So I think it's a bit flexible, though that, you know,
now,
that's
just
my perception.
If the purpose is to keep you guys off the street, I get it. But for something that small to have even a 10-minute discussion, tying you guys up for 10 more minutes that you could be going out and doing something else or seeing somebody or to me, just kind of seems inefficient.
You know, well, and it probably is. I think there's a sensitivity towards, you know, how government spends their funding, and you're right. There's some things
you
that
had
seem pretty obvious.
Let's say you had $50,000, and be straight up, call it a slush fund or whatever, and that was in the general fund that was unallocated, unassigned. It was sitting there, and if you could get the department head to say, yeah, okay, there are 50 of these $1,000 that are sitting there, and you guys can grab them if you want.
Well, you know,
an honor system on it, and if you abuse it, then we'll drag you out in front of us, and we're going to talk.
Well, and I think you kind of hit on something. There is an opportunity for departments to have a certain threshold. I think where I see supplemental coming back more often, like in the case I mentioned, was when it's more driven by a supervisor. And it's funny you should mention, I hate the word slush fund, but, you know, there are counties, San Diego County have, I think each supervisor has $1 million of discretionary funding of their own that they don't have to ask how to do it. I mean, if they all wanted to put it towards homeless services, they could. If they wanted to, you know, build X, they could. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. And so they were actually some of the ones that were giving us trouble. It's like, it's only $1,500. It's like, yeah, well, in our community, we don't have a fund where we have, you know, individual supervisors have any discretionary other than our own personal bank accounts. And
is
we go to a lot of fundraisers, and eventually those give out, too.
Is there enough flexibility or with the budget now so that each of you could have, I don't know, $15,000, $10,000 a year, and you just, you know, obviously it's going to be accounted for and no surprises, but you just kind of do it one-on-one, and you make sure that the other guys all know what's going on so one person doesn't run down the hallway and get from everybody?
I don't think we're there yet, but I think that would be a nice direction to try to go in, and it's not to go on, you know, junkets or whatever. It'd be to
No, it's not a travel budget.
Yeah, no, it's seriously to be able to do something in the community that we feel important, you know, that we feel is important. But it's not necessarily a board directive from the entire board, because we all have individual districts where there's things that are very important.
Or if you see an opportunity or something that you want to help out, okay, that's what it's for.
Yeah.
And you have a report the following meeting and say, okay, guys, I took $2,000 of mine and one went here and another $1,000 went over here.
I think I would really like to see something like that move forward.
Rather than going through this other process that's over and over and over and over and over and over, you know, at the end of the year, how much time is being taken on stuff that really, I don't know. I guess what I get to, and maybe
is we're wasting valuable time.
You're wasting your time doing
small stuff.
Yeah, instead of doing the big stuff, you know, developing a 5 to 10 year plan for the county.
Well, actually, that's one of the things we need now is with the supplemental budget is looking towards a long term plan of the airport and the aviation. How does that look? It's like a systems review or a like we did a review of DHHS, and those are important things that may not be within the regular parameter of the budget, but you just, when you brought that up, it's like, yeah, you know, there's things like
that's what you guys are there for, is the long-term planning, not the micromanaging little piddly stuff that, you know, and I'm not going to say 50 grand a year, 100 grand a year is piddly, but there are bigger things and that could lead to greater efficiencies.
So I'll mark this down as a community input. Thank you very much today for that.
You can use either slush fund or, you know, individual discretionary spending. Your call. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:30.
Let me think.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Three, two, one. Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, the process of supplemental budgets, it's intriguing to me that it happens so regularly that it's almost codified as a process, rather than just kind of getting out there and having fun and taking care of these long-term things where supervisors... I would suggest that's why you're there. Yeah, whether it's with the airport, like you alluded to before the break, or whether it's any other department. Yeah, how many departments are there in the county? I have no idea.
There's
been consolidation, expansion.
There's people in various locations.
A little over a dozen.
That sounds right.
Okay. I would think that if you could free up an extra 30 hours of each of your time a year, that might be a little generous, but maybe not. That'd give you an opportunity to spend some time either looking to assist long-term planning or developing that long-term plan for the entire county. I mean, we know what the general plan process has taken. We know you guys are on all these various committees and assignments and all these other things. I would think that this would be an opportunity, if it's time-saving, to be able to get and take care of other stuff.
Yeah, you know, I think what happens is when they're trying to put together the yearly budget, it's a big, I don't want to say guessing game, but there's a lot of...
Educated guess.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And part of the supplemental budget process, you know, sometimes you find out you actually are doing better than you thought you were going to be doing. You try to be conservative in your estimates for the budget, and sometimes in being conservative, you know, there are things that departments don't get that first time around, and I think that's kind of what part of this is something that's been hanging out there for a long time that needs to be done. We'll come back to us because it's like, yeah, I know it didn't sound like it fit within the parameters of the budget that we talked about before, but we really need to have this done. Can you take another look at it? Are there other ways to do it? I'm sure there are.
Well, and those are going to be for bigger asks.
Yeah. Well,
than the small amount. Yeah. Okay, that's dandy. I mean, you have the 4 or 5 a year, where somebody's saying $250,000 or $2 million, or should be that way.
I think we just err on the side of trying to be as transparent and get as much information out there when we can, because you as well as anybody else knows that something will happen. Yeah, actually, probably most weeks there's something happens that someone will say, well, we should have known about that, or why didn't the public, you know, why weren't we notified? Even though it seems like it's fairly,
isn't that why you have a website?
I'm not sure that's why we have a website, but...
Or isn't that one of the functions that the county website is supposed to provide, is that ongoing, if there's an update, boom, there's a note of change or something like that that's on there, so that for those five or six that are at that level, they can find it pretty easily, and you don't have to deal with that?
Well, I think, while the website's great, it's kind of like radio, which we love radio... But not everybody listens or gets their information. I'm having a hard time talking this morning. Gets their information the same way.
This is like public hearings. You know, you can drive yourself batty to the point where you think you've touched everybody and somebody's right. going to complain that they didn't get it. And, well, tough. You know, at some point you have responsibility to get the information if it's made available.
Well, and right now doing the, you know, last 2 weeks of presentations by the departments, that was... additional above and beyond. We had the big community meeting. We've had the Measure Z meetings that have been going on with the committee. And then you have these continued budget or department meetings or presentations where they say what's going on, what's been going on, what their needs are. And by the time you get to the budget hearings, and then you're still doing two of those, it is a pretty open process, and some could argue lengthy.
How about redundant?
Some could argue that as well.
I mean, you know, I know secondhand what you guys are going through, and the over and over and over and over and over and over. And there was a great quote last night. I just caught the tail end of one of the cop series, the Law and Order one, when one of the characters was quitting. And he said, don't forget about you to the next person following. Remember to live your life well. And that I think is probably the ongoing challenge for electeds, and then for the community also, is to strike that balance of what is your time and what is not your time, or what is not, what is community time, what is not community time. And I would suggest somewhere around 8 to 10 hours a day, or 60 hours a week, 50 hours a week, 65, you draw the line. No.
I think
not beyond that.
Of it,
So I'm seeing time being dissipated with all these small little meetings, all these redundant meetings, over and over and over meetings, things not getting done, like the long-term planning stuff. And I don't think anybody looks younger after 4 years.
Well, I'd like to, I did see some high school pictures. I think I'm...
You may tread water at best, but...
You haven't changed.
Yeah, right. it just seems like there are better ways to do it than what we do it. And I hate the concept of... We're doing it because that's the historical inertia of what supervisors have done over the past 50 years with changes for technology. It's like, wait a minute, we should be doing things better based on experience, not just doing the same things over and over and our trail being deeper.
Well, I think we do strive for that, through different methods, whether it's more use of social media or regular media, whatever the factors. But you brought up a good point. Yeah, we could probably easily put in multiple hours. How do I say? You said 65, 70. And it's hard. I guess what I'm saying is, even if all of that was going, getting the community where you didn't need to do the redundant meetings potentially, we have a tendency to fill up that time anyway. You see on the weekend, most of us out at various events. So it's like, I think you bring up a good point. Where do you draw the line and actually leave work? You can't leave it at the office, but how do you keep it from always inhabiting everything you do?
You know, it might be kind of a kick, and I don't know if Ryan might be able to pull it off, to have a T-shirt. I'm on my hours.
Yeah, Ryan probably
could pull it off. And it's like, don't you know, right now I'm on the beach, I'm grocery shopping, I'm whatever. Yeah, if you want to BS as a buddy, that's okay. Don't bring up anything. This is my time. I mean, some kind of delineation so that people know what's going on. And yeah, it's not, you can get a piece of me anytime you want to. You know, send me a text at 11 at night and get mad if I don't respond by 11:30.
You know, it's text and email does make it difficult because people do expect an immediate reply. And there are some weeks where it feels like there's days before you can actually, you know, sit down and, you know, thoroughly answer a situation or an email. And then that's amazing because then it pops right back at you and there you are again.
You go round and round and round and round.
There are people that talk about unplugging for the weekend or, you know, staying away from their phone and their computers. I have not figured out how to do that yet.
Okay, the phone is now gone. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43. We'll be back with more from Virginia Bass.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47, final couple minutes this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, with a budget process, this week you guys are getting the tentatives, you're getting the updates, you got the third quarter, all the touchy-feely stuff, which is all dandy and fine and great. You got 8 weeks. Is there anything that you are going to do other than just the process now of executing the plan?
Yeah, actually, we're in the tough decision process of, as a group, don't want to say fighting out or
negotiating
where those limited funds go in the cases where there are competing interests. I can see several of those that have popped up recently, and you know, our job is to whittle it down and make it work. And with five of us, we've got to, you know, it's not one you can just beat your way through. You have to
consensus
give and take.
Build.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's always good when it's over. And then before you know it, the next, you know, 3 months later, you've got the first update.
You know,
so
that's,
it never stops.
That's the thing that I don't get with budgets and with you guys, because you're always having to monkey with it. Is it never goes away. It never really goes away. It's there, and somebody's asking about this or talking about that, or you're monitoring this, or the lobbyist calls, or. And I can understand that it's this living, breathing, blah. You know, I would want to shoot the darn thing. Okay, it's not living anymore. Bang. Okay, it's dead now for 6 months. No changes. Let's talk about other stuff. Yeah, particularly if you have that, if you had that discretionary,
yeah,
you know, so you could do a little fine tuning things, but not the major stuff, you know, unless there's an earthquake or something really cataclysmic, just the regular, I ran out or here's an opportunity. That's budgeting, that's prioritization, that's inside your department. Don't come to me for extras. And it's a little draconian, I know, but would something like that clarify things for you guys to be able to do other things?
Well, I think anything we can take care of and not have repeatedly come back will give us more time to fill in with something else. So, yeah. But in the meantime, you know, we're never bored.
Well, you know, and I'm not really sure why I'm concerned about how much time you guys are putting in either. Because you ought to be able to draw the line, not me.
That's
I'll just
true.
Leave that there. That's all. Okay, I'm done. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. So what are you doing tonight? Okay. See everybody tomorrow.
I'm sure I have a meeting.
Yeah.